What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Beginner Podcast. It's been a minute since I've done one of these. I've been slacking a little bit, I ain't even gonna lie. But we back. We doing it. So we got a good one for y'all today. But first, before we hop into it, we're gonna update y'all a little bit about myself. Only thing new really is I signed up to do a triathlon. I've never done anything like a triathlon before. I've never run like a marathon, never biked, never swim. Nothing. I don't really know why I signed up to do it, but I did just because I wanted to challenge myself. I want to do something new. Doing the same thing over and over again can get kind of repetitive and it can get old. So I decided to do something new, try to switch it up, try to challenge myself a little bit. So I signed up to do a little sprint triathlon just to see if I like it. And if I do like it, my goal is to eventually do an Ironman, which I know sounds crazy, but we'll see if I like the mini one before I do the legit thing. So yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks now, training, running. I've already seen big improvements in my running so far. I mean, it's increased a lot. Swimming is definitely gonna be the hardest part. Swimming is tough. I downplayed swimming a lot. So for all you swimmers out there, I got mad respect for you because it's a lot harder than y'all make it look. And then the biking, I think I'll be pretty good on the biking. I don't think it'd be too hard. I have pretty strong legs. I just gotta build up my cardiovascular side of things. So, yeah, so that's a little bit of update about me. Still just doing my regular training 5 to 6 days a week. And then I've started incorporating, right now I'm just starting slow with my triathlon training. I've just been doing 30 minutes every day, like before or after my workout, on whatever bike, swim, or run that I'm doing that day. So I just add that to my workout. So I've actually cut my workouts back a little bit so I could add those other training sessions on. So I've actually toned my weightlifting back a little bit because I'm training for this triathlon. Also, I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight when it comes to training. That way, it'll be a little bit more easier for me when it comes to the cardiovascular, like conditioning side of things. I'm currently sitting at about 178-ish, 176, 178. My goal is to lose about 10 pounds. I want to get down to about 166 to 168. I think that'll put me at a good spot to not lose a whole bunch of muscle that I've worked on, but to also be in a little bit better shape to be able to help run like the triathlon. A little bit about me, what I'm doing right now. But what we're going to talk about in today's episode is sticking to the basics. I just seen a lot of crazy stuff on the internet nowadays that sometimes I think overwhelms people, especially beginners. People see all these crazy workouts that all these influencers are doing and they think that they need to do that, or they see all these new fad diets that are out there and they think they need to do that, which is not necessarily the case. Yeah, some of those things work. They don't always work for everybody. A lot of times they're very specific on what type of person they can help. And then a lot of the diets out there are very restrictive, which are not very sustainable. What I want to talk about is just sticking to the basics. What people started doing way back in the day before all this new stuff has been out there. But there's a reason why a lot of these same principles of fitness are still around today, because they're true and there's no other way around it. So yeah, we're gonna hop into it real quick. First and foremost, the most basic thing you should understand about weightlifting, about fitness, about losing weight, is when it comes to calories, there's just one principle that rules them all. And in order to lose weight, it's calories in versus calories out. So with that being said, if you want to lose weight, you have to expend more calories than you intake every day. So that means you need to burn off more calories throughout the day than calories that you're consuming through the foods that you eat. So for example, if you say you burned 2,500 calories throughout the day, and that's not just from exercise, that's from exercise, your resting heart rate, just your body burns calories all day. So you're burning calories with everything you do. Even if you're just sitting there breathing, you're still burning calories. So if you burn 2,500 calories throughout the day, and then you consumed 2,000 calories worth of food, drinks, whatever you're putting in your mouth, whatever you're consuming. So if that was the case, then you would be in a calorie deficit because you burn more calories than you consume throughout that day. That would result in weight loss. So that's kind of the basic principle of calories in versus calories out. It's pretty simple when you think about it. Also, when it comes to calories, most people tend to lose weight when they eat healthier foods, and this is because healthier foods are less calorie dense. They have less calories in them. So when you eat healthier foods, you're consuming fewer calories, which will result in weight loss because you're not consuming so much excess calories that your body does not need to function properly. With that being said, you still have to be in a calorie deficit when you are eating healthy foods. You can't just go and splurge on a bunch of healthy foods just because they're considered healthy. If you eat 5,000 calories of healthy foods, you're not going to lose weight. Think about it this way. 5,000 calories of healthy food is actually worse than if you were to eat 2,000 calories of junk food. You're more likely to lose 2,000 calories off of junk food than you are eating 5,000 calories of so-called healthy food. Now, with that being said, I do not suggest going to eat 2,000 calories of junk food because you're going to be lacking a lot of the nutrients that you need. That's why people eat healthier foods, because they contain a lot more nutrients that your body needs to function properly. And that junk food is not going to provide you those nutrients. So don't just go eat junk food just because it's less calories than what you're burning throughout the day, because it's not going to be optimal. So what you want to do over time is just monitor the amount of calories that you're taking in. It's pretty basic. Just count your calories. I mean, they have a million different calorie apps out there nowadays. Probably the most basic concept when it comes to losing weight. That's what most people start off with, is they start by tracking their calories. So just get you a calorie tracking app, insert all the food into your app, and it'll tell you how many calories you've consumed throughout the day. Most apps have the option to scan the barcodes, and pretty much every food that you buy nowadays has a barcode on it. So just scan it and it'll upload all the nutrition facts into the app, and it does all the work for you. So you don't have to add it up or anything like that. Get a basic idea of how many calories you're eating on a day. And then if you're gaining weight, obviously you want to lower that. If you're staying about the same and your goal is to lose more weight, then you want to lower your calories a little bit more. Or if you want to gain weight, obviously you would increase your calories, just depending on what your goals are. Kind of adjust your calorie levels accordingly. Next, when it comes to progressive overload, it's pretty simple. You add weight, or you add reps, or you lower your rest time over time, and this will put more stress on the body. It's called progressive overload. This is how you get stronger. The human body is literally a survival machine. That being said, your body is going to adapt to whatever you throw at it. So when you start lifting weights, your body will not physically be able to lift those weights. So what does your body do? Your body adapts. Your body builds muscle. Your body gets stronger in order to adapt to what you're throwing at, to adapt to that new stress that you're putting on your body. What you want to do is you want to progressively overload weight so that you get stronger and stronger. So for example, on the bench press, if you're doing 135 this week, next week, you do 10 reps of 135 this week, next week, you want to try doing 12 reps of 135. So that way you're increasing the amount of stress over time. This is called progressive overload. And then the next week, instead of going up to 15 reps, what I would do is I would add 5 pounds to the bar. So instead of doing 135 for 12 reps, I would do 140 for 10 reps. And then the next week, do 140 for 12 reps. So this is how you progressively overload. You add weight, or you add reps, or you can even increase the intensity. So like, for example, lowering the amount of rest that you take in between each set. There's several ways to progressively overload. If you're not gaining muscle and you've been lifting the same weight over time, like if you've been lifting it for a while, then this means your body has already adapted to that stress that you're putting on it, and it no longer needs or requires adaptation. It don't have to adapt anymore because your body can physically do it. So it don't have a reason to build muscle. It don't have a reason to get stronger. So you have to progressively overload in order to keep getting stronger. Next, this is the big one. This is the main thing that I wanted to talk about today. And this is exercise selection. I kind of hit on a little bit at the beginning of the podcast that you see all these crazy exercises on the internet nowadays. All these influencers, and I'm not hating on influencers. I think they're great at what they do. And they've done it for so many years, which is why they do some of the crazy exercises that they do, because they have to find those ways to progressively overload. But for most people, your average person, your beginner, your normal, just everyday fitness gym goer, you don't need a lot of these crazy exercises. You literally just need to stick to the basics. There is exercises that we do today consistently that were done ages ago. For example, the bench press, the barbell squat, the deadlift, incline bench press, just simple workouts like this, cable flies, tricep pushdowns or tricep extensions, I mean bicep curls. Like, these are the basic workouts that got us to where we are today, and then we still do these exercises today. So don't be trying to do all these crazy workouts you should see on the internet, because honestly, if you're a beginner or you're an average gym goer, it's not going to benefit you more than just a basic exercise. So for example, most gyms have machines in them. Most like commercial gyms have machines. Those machines are going to be your basic exercises that are like staples in the gym industry. So stick to those. Those are going to be perfectly fine for you to build muscle and for you to get stronger in the gym without the risk of injury. That's the main thing. A lot of these exercises that you see online, if you don't have the skill set, if you haven't been doing it long enough, you're more than likely going to get hurt. Influencers have been doing these exercises for years, so they've built up the coordination, they built up the technique to be able to do these optimally and see results. But normally, if you're a beginner or if you're just an average gym goer, these are not necessary. Just stick to the basics. Bench press, squats, rows, curls, tricep extensions, that's basically all you need. Calf extensions, you don't gotta do nothing crazy. Just do the machines or do like simple barbell exercises. You don't have to get crazy with it. There's a reason why we still do these main exercises today. It's a reason why bodybuilders and powerlifters still do the same exercises. You don't have to do all this extra stuff that you see. Also, another thing when it comes to exercise is if you're going to do a compound lift, you want to make sure you do these at the beginning of your workouts, because compound lifts are going to take the most, they're going to take the most effort, and you're going to need the proper technique. So you want to do them at the beginning. That's why you're less fatigued. If you don't know what a compound exercise is, a compound exercise is any exercise that incorporates more than one muscle group. So for example, the barbell squat, it's going to hit more than one muscle group. So that's a compound exercise. There's plenty of these, and most of the time they take the most effort to do. So you'll most of the time see the most results out of a compound exercise. So think of the deadlift. A deadlift, if you do it correctly, you'll see great results. Bench press. You see the bench press, you're going to see great results. Next, this is a hot topic. This is the one that most people kind of get crazy with, and most people don't really understand them. But supplements. Supplements is huge. The supplement industry, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure it's a billion-dollar industry. There's plenty of supplements out there, and I see more and more and new companies coming out every day. And understand this. You do not need supplements at all, whatsoever. If you're eating a proper diet, you don't need the supplements. They're not gonna help you as much as you think they are. They're not the end-all, be-all. They're not a shortcut. They're simply a tool. That's all they are. They're a tool to help you get that little bit extra edge on whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And honestly, if you're a beginner, I wouldn't suggest it at all. I wouldn't suggest taking supplements at all until you establish that routine, until you've been to the gym for a while, because there's really no need for them. Honestly, they're kind of a waste of money. Until you can get your proper technique down, you can establish a routine training plan. Until you get all those things down, you don't really need supplements, because you're going to, especially if you're a newbie, you're going to be gaining lots of muscle just from going to the gym, more than you realize. You're going to get strong quick. They call these the newbie gains. Most supplement companies, honestly, it's just a marketing scheme. It's just gimmicks to make you buy them, because they want to make you think that they're a secret to gaining muscle or losing weight, which really they're not. Yes, they can help you. I'm not against supplements. I take supplements myself. I'm not hating on supplement companies. They're great at what they do. They actually help, but you don't need them. They're not necessary. So what I would suggest is save your money on supplements and put that money towards either healthy food, but most importantly, I would put it towards a trainer. If you don't have a trainer, or you're new, or you don't really know what you're doing, put that money towards a trainer. Don't spend it on supplements. Hire a personal trainer, and they will teach you way more, and you'll get way more benefit out of a personal trainer than you ever would out of some supplements, period. But with that being said, I do take supplements, and I'm going to tell you which kind I do take. First and foremost, I take a protein. I take whey protein. I just stick to whey protein. That's the only one I take because it's the most benefit out of any other type of protein. Two, I take creatine. Creatine is like the most studied supplement there is ever. There's all kinds of research about creatine. I mean, it helps performance. It helps with a lot of stuff. I'm not going to go into the details of it. If you want to know more about it, you can kind of look it up yourself. Most people are pretty familiar with creatine. No, it is not a steroid. It is natural in your body. You mainly get creatine through meat. And then another supplement that I take is pre-workout. No, you don't need pre-workout, but it helps. It helps a lot. I haven't always taken pre-workout. I just started taking it this year. It helps me tremendously when it comes to my workouts. So it gets me up, gets me going. The caffeine kick really, really boosts my energy levels. I get better workouts when I'm on creatine. Not creatine, when I'm on pre-workout. This is why I take it. I feel like I get better results when I'm taking it. But not everybody can take pre-workout. A lot of people are sensitive to caffeine and they can't really take it. If you do want to take some, but you're pretty sensitive, take a half a scoop. Don't take a whole scoop, just take a half and start there. And then eventually your body will build up a tolerance and you can start to take more. But if you build up too much of a tolerance, you may want to take a caffeine like tolerance break. So that way your body can detox from it. That's what I'm looking for. Your body can detox from that caffeine and then it don't take as much to get to the same effect. But yeah, that's supplements. You don't need them, but they can benefit you if you do want to take them. That's basically all I have for sticking to the basics. In conclusion, there's multiple ways to get the job done. There's not one way that you should do fitness to get the job done. There's multiple ways you can do. People enjoy different things. I mean, for example, just look at, you got bodybuilders, you got power lifters, you got CrossFitters, you got people that do calisthenics. There's all kinds of different ways that you can get to the same goal. There's no one way. So find something that you like, find something that you enjoy, and just stick to that. It's that simple. But when it comes to that, you also want to think about what's the most efficient way to do it, what's the safest way to do it. You want to prevent injury, because if you're injured, then you can't train anyway. So we got to prevent injury. And then the last I kind of mentioned, you want to enjoy it. Find something that you can enjoy. Not everybody loves doing cardio. It's not everybody's favorite. But some people love doing cardio. Some people are runners. They run all day, every day, and they love it. So find something that you like and stick to it. I mean, you got to put in the work to get the results. Quit trying to find shortcuts. There's no end-all, be-all. There's no way to get around putting in the hard work. There's just not. You got to trust the process. It's going to be long. There's going to be days you don't want to do it. There's going to be days that you want to eat that cupcake. But hey, you just got to stick to it. You got to be consistent. If you eat that cupcake one day, you got to get back to it the next day. Don't beat yourself up just because you didn't work out one day, because you went over on your diet. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track and do it again the next day. The process is going to take longer than you want it to. It's going to take longer probably than you think. But if you do it right, if you just stick to the basics and quit trying to chase all these fad diets and exercises, you're going to see better long-term success. You're going to have better results down the road. Because a lot of people they'll do a fad diet and they'll stick to it and it's all great and dandy. They'll lose a bunch of weight. And then as soon as they get off that diet, they gain that weight right back. Just because it's not sustainable. You can't do a lot of these things for a living. It's just not. It's not fun. It's not healthy a lot of the times, and it's not sustainable. So find something that you like, find something that you can be consistent with, and just do it. Stick to the basics. You don't have to make it too hard. So yeah, that's my spiel for today. Stick to the basics, and you will see results. Consistency is key. Thank y'all for hanging out with me today. I really enjoyed it. I hope y'all took something from this podcast. If you did, please screenshot this episode, post it on social media, tag me. If you got any questions, please message me. I'd love to answer them. If you need a personal trainer, hit me up. We'll talk about it. DM me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. If you got my number, call me. Hope y'all have a blessed day. Peace, love, protein. We out.